Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. How's everybody doing today? We got a full studio here, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805, and we've got Tom here. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's well.
Very good. What have you been doing?
Oh, boy, running and just taking care of business, but a little bit of running here and there.
There you go. You're always running, like Forrest Gump, running.
Literally running.
Yeah, I know. I love it. So what are you getting ready for? What's the next run?
The half marathon peer-to-peer that is happening September 7th.
Ooh, there you go. Okay. All right. And we got Sherry. How are you doing, Sherry?
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Things good in your life?
Things
everything good?
Things are just great.
All right. I love it. All right. And Jennifer Chastain. Did I get it right?
You did. Yeah. You did.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, good. And in our studio, today we have Tanya Garcia, and she's from Cal State Channel Island. Guess what we have? They have a Dodger Day on September 6th, and we have tickets for our friends out there that are listening right now. So I'm so excited to have you here, and how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much, Kim. I'm very excited to be here this morning. We have an amazing event that I'm really excited to talk about today. We have started a wonderful Dodger Day event. If you know a little bit about Cal State University Channel Islands, you know that we're just now building our athletics program. So it's going to be a few years before we get that off the ground. In the meantime, we need a little something to help us build some community spirit. Yeah. And so what we've decided to do is build an event around the Los Angeles Dodgers. So
I
we're
love
very excited.
It. I love Dodgers. They're Dodger dogs. It's all family. It's all fun. So, I can't
it's
wait.
It's at the Dodger Stadium, I'm assuming.
It is.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that. But one, I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We always have tons of things that we're giving away here. And, oh, my gosh, we have given away almost 100 tickets to the Ventura Fairgrounds. And let me tell you, I am so excited. There's been so many great days there. Jennifer, have you been there?
I did. I went out to the fair to see my mom's crocheted blanket that actually came in second place.
There you go. There you go. I know a couple of our friends won in their horses. I mean, it's just a great.
How about a canoe?
Oh, did you go out?
We canoed up to the fair. I could see it.
Oh,
we
wow.
We didn't actually get out, but it was fantastic.
There just you
the
go.
View was
yeah,
beautiful.
They call it the fair by the sea. And anyways, I hope that everybody makes it. There's a couple days left, or today and tomorrow left. But I'm telling you, it's something that you definitely want to get out there. Again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show at all, you can always go to our website, kimpaganoshow.com. Listen there. All of my shows are also downloaded on iTunes. Download it there so you can listen when you're walking. That's kind of been my new thing. I've been walking about 3 miles every day.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it's. I wish, Tom, I could get into like that little bit of a run. But anyways, that's kind of my goal. But today, we've got an amazing show for you today. Again, we're going to talk again with Tanya Garcia about Cal State Channel Island, their alumni and friends Dodger Day on September 6th. We do have tickets. Next, we'll be talking with Richard O'Connor about his book, Rewire, Change Your Brain to Break Bad Habits and Overcome Addictions, Conquer Self-Destructive Behavior. And lastly, we're going to talk with Jesse Saperstein, and we're going to talk about getting a life with Asperger's, lessons learned on the bumpy road of to adulthood. So I'm excited. We've got a really great show. Tom, I know that we've got tons of things that we're giving away. Let's talk about that for a second.
We do have Ronald Reagan Presidential Library tickets to give away. That's a very cool prize. Got some food for you, too. Noah's Bagels. Dozen bagels from Noah. How about Lures Fish House? Excellent place for happy hour and dinner. Urbane Cafe, free sandwich and salad. And along with that, Papa John's Pizza is here. And then a big chili cook-off that's coming up. It's the 6th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. And it's a benefit for Camarillo Hospice. A great cause, great fun, music, the whole deal. You're going to have a blast at that.
There you go. Also, we've got tickets to the Food Truck and Bocce Ball Festival on August 17th. And that is at...
That's over at the Limonera, and you can check that out. It runs noon to 5. Enjoy a day of sunshine filled with supreme cuisine, great music, and a chance to team up and play a couple of rounds of bocce ball with friends and family for one low price. You'll be able to access those gourmet food trucks, sip on a glass of wine or craft beer, groove out to three of the best local bands, and have a chance to learn and play the best Italian game ever invented, and that would be bocce ball at the Limonera Ranch.
There you go. Also, we've got some Canyon Club tickets, and I know I'm probably overwhelming my listeners right now, but there is so much that I want you guys to be involved in. So August 22nd is the Dickie Betts and Great Southern, and it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so we can get tickets to that. Also, the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks is having their third annual Brew Fest on August 28th, and I've got tickets for you guys to go to that. So all you have to do is right now write that phone number down, 419-0008, 419-0008. Get your name, your number, and just leave us a message. One of the team members will get back with you and all the way through the show so that you can get your name in, and then somebody will let you know if you are a winner. But you are entered in just to win by listening here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I know you have lots of choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I want to do a couple shout outs. A couple of my listeners came in and got their hair done. A special shout out to Terry, and then also her husband John, and then also Susan. Thank you. I hope that your hair, they were so excited when they got their hair done, and it's so fun because they listen to the show and they're excited to, you know, come in and kind of, it's a win-win.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm liking your hair today, Kim.
It looks great.
Well, I do that a lot. A little up thing. Yeah. Half up, half yeah. down.
Well, you know what? I actually did the keratin treatment on my hair. And
Did you?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I've changed it. It's changed a while. There was a time where I really didn't feel comfortable using it. And I'm really a kind of a natural kind of a person.
But it was, right. But it was straight. I thought you did the straight
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. But now it's curly.
Well, it takes the frizz out.
But you can make it curly, too?
Yes. So, wow.
That looks really pretty.
Thank
it looks
you.
Really
so
nice.
This is 5 minutes. Done.
That's amazing. Wow, yeah. That's two different Kim looks.
I know. So I was excited because I was like, oh, God. Okay, so is it going to really take my curl out? But no, I got the best of both worlds. And it takes me about 15 minutes to get my hair done. So anyways, just saying. And it's so much safer. So anyways, again, I do want to remind anybody that I am a hair therapist. I don't talk a lot about that on here. But I would love to meet any of my listeners out there that want kind of not, I always say a makeover because you're already beautiful from the inside out, but it's about really just enhancing what you already have.
Isn't it funny how good you feel about yourself when you walk out of a salon? When someone else has done your hair, you just put a little extra spring in your step, I think. When you have somebody do your hair or do your makeup, you just feel really pretty. And I, for some reason, no matter what age you are, that's still really important.
Oh, yeah. You
every
know,
day.
I just heard somebody say, put your high heels on and also put your lipstick on and get your hair done and you feel good.
You guys, do. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You'll have a little bit of, it a brings
lift.
A little bit of joy,
a
lift every
your
day.
Life. There you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Whatever it takes.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, let's get our show started right now. And again, I'm so glad Tanya Garcia is here. And we are going to be talking about Cal State Channel Islands. And it is their Alumni and Friends Dodger Day. That's September 6th. So, Tanya, tell us a little bit about yourself. And thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you again. And after hearing all these wonderful ticket prizes that you're giving away,
yeah.
I'm kind of hungry and a little excited for all this great entertainment.
There you go. There you go.
But yeah, so our Dodger Day event is September 6th. It's a Saturday event. It's a night game.
Ooh,
but
fun.
The really unique, fun part about our event is that we wanted to make it easily accessible to all our students, to all our families in Ventura County, to our alumni, to our faculty, our staff. anyone in Ventura County who wants to go and participate in this really fun event, we want to make it accessible. And so what we do is we actually provide free transportation.
Oh, my God. That's wow. So great.
With the traffic and everything in L.A. That's fantastic. Especially from Ventura.
Yeah.
No parking costs, no traffic, no stress. And so the really good part is we meet on campus. We load up, believe it or not, 17 buses.
17. Wow, you guys have really done a great job putting this together. Yes. Good job.
Well, and special shout out to Roadrunner Shuttle. They've been great partners with
us. Okay, that's awesome. So, very good.
Thank you, Chuck Sandlin and the Sandlin family for all of that. But once we do that, we have a really good time on the buses, and we realize it's an opportunity for our students, our alumni, our community to network. And so we do a lot of fun things on the bus. We actually have a great competition among our bus leads. And what we do is we ask them to make it fun and entertaining. So depending on what bus you end up on, you're going to have a fantastic time. And we want it to be just a special, fun day. And you know what? In the end, we're raising money for student scholarships, $15,000 worth.
Oh, what a great win.
So it's not just for alumni, it's for anybody in Ventura, correct?
Yeah, anybody can go. Wow. I'm inviting all of our listeners right now.
So it could be a family day at the Dodger Stadium.
How fun is that?
It's hard for families to get out and go, and then to have transportation. I mean, that's a great opportunity for people, and then to do something to benefit an event.
Wow. So how did this event come about?
Well, actually, this is the 11th year that we've done it.
11th year, really?
11th year. And our campus is not much older than that. And so it started in the very beginning days. We actually came accidentally upon some free Dodger tickets. And when we did that, we said, okay, let's take some students. We'll rent a bus. We'll go down to Dodger Stadium. So 30 of us went down. We are now up to 1,000 attendees at this event, and it's become a community-wide event because we've incorporated this year, and the last 2 years, we've incorporated a celebrity pitcher. And by celebrity, we mean a local celebrity. We had our very own campus president, Richard Rush, who threw out the first pitch the first year. Last year, we had the Naval Base Commander, Larry Vasquez. And then this year, we're very excited because they have saved us from very devastating fires that we had about a year ago. We are letting Mark Lorenzen, the Ventura County Fire Chief, throw out the first pitch this year.
How fun is that? I love it. You got some really great surprises. And again, it's all for a great cause. It's totally a win-win. I love win-wins like that. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now. One, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Tanya Garcia. We're talking about Cal State Channel Islands alumni and friends Dodger Day. And that's September 6th. You are going to want to get your tickets. So one, let's give away a set of tickets right now. Can we do a four set? How about that? A family pack.
Absolutely.
Of four sets. So let's do that right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. Give us a call right now. If you don't win tickets, where do they get them?
If you're interested in purchasing tickets, keep in mind we also get a really good group rate, so you get discounted tickets, and they're cheaper than what you would buy at the door. But you can purchase those online. We make everything easily accessible online. You go to www.csuci.edu, and there's a big, large button that says Dodger Day, and you just click on that, and you're good to go.
Wow. And so why are student scholarships so important? I mean, you know, obviously, you know, if you can, I mean, it's everything's gone up in the college world right now, right? But who does it really go and help towards that?
Well, a good example, Kim, we actually had this past year, we had about 350 students who applied and were eligible for scholarships. We only had the scholarship funding to give out 150 of those. So we have significant need in our students for scholarships. A lot of our students are first-generation students. They're the first in their families to go to school. And so it's a real challenge for them. And any little bit of a scholarship, whether it's a book scholarship, it's a full ride, it doesn't matter. Every little bit of funding to help them get through the educational process is wonderful.
Wow.
Does it take care of their room and board, too, or is it just the
most of the scholarships can be designated for different things.
Oh,
so
okay.
You can identify. And this particular one, it just goes towards our tuition.
Really? Wow. So tell us a little bit, if for, you know, maybe somebody that is driving by or, you know, really doesn't know about the school, tell us a little bit about the school.
Well, we're a very unique campus. We are the youngest and smallest campus of the Cal State system. And we are very unique in that we're a very friendly, almost a private feel campus. We have about 6,000 students. We have a variety of programs. We sort of have our 10 basic programs, but we also have programs that identified actual needs within our region. So with folks like, you know, Amgen and Baxter in our backyard, of course, we have a biotech program. We design all of our programs to fit what the industry has come to us and asked for. Our nursing program is a real wonderful community partnership. Our local hospitals anteed up the initial funding to get that program started because they needed nurses. Wow, so that's what Channel Islands is about. It's really about the community partnerships. Unfortunately, state funding wasn't there for us, so we looked to our partners and everyone stepped up.
Isn't that, it kind of gives me chills. You know, I love that. I mean, and especially that the hospitals have made, you know, it possible when they need more people, you know, that they're dedicating their, you know.
They're investing in our community is basically what they're doing by investing in the university. They're wanting to give back and bring more successful people into the community. Now, does Cal State, do they have a sports program?
We actually are building that as we speak. With athletics, we definitely want to have it because not only because sports attract students, but there are many reasons to have athletics on a campus, including the funding that comes along with it.
What is the school known for? What majors? Or
you
what?
Know, I love that question because as a university that's really only about 13 years old, we're not known for a whole lot just yet, okay. But I will tell you what our strong programs are. And one of my favorite programs is our biology program.
Okay.
And that's centered around the biotech industry. It's around the environmental science program. There are so many wonderful facets of that program that our local community needs.
Where were you when I wanted my MSW? I had to drive to USC.
It's never too late.
Well, I have the degree, but
yeah.
I would have loved for it to have been in Channel Islands.
Yeah.
To build that community support, I know you and I had a chance to talk that it's sports definitely opened that up for people. Do you have club teams that you work on now before the events that I could maybe take my kids out to see to start building a relationship with the school?
Great question. Of course, she's already prepping for her children right now, okay?
It's so interesting. We're in such different places in our life, right?
Which is cool.
And so you ask that question, I'm asking, you know, it's very fascinating.
But I love it, Jennifer. She's already thinking about her child's future, and that's so impressive. But yes, we do have some club sports at the university. We actually even have a sailing program that's been recognized. They were started a few years ago. One of our students who was an avid sailor went to our president and said, hey, I'd like to start a sailing club. And our president said, hey, do you have a boat?
Yeah.
And he said, no. I said, okay. And he said, well, do you have money for a boat? No. Okay. How are you going to do this? Well, this was a very creative business student, so he came up with a business plan, and he found the funding and started a sailing program.
That's
and let
fantastic.
Me tell you.
Oh, my God. They, I love that.
And they got invited to the a big Harbor Cup down here in Long Beach, and they were with the likes of all the Ivy League schools, the Stanfords, the Berkeleys. They had the Maritime Academies, folks from the East Coast that are known to be very good in sailing. And they tied second place. And everybody was wondering, who was this?
And you know what? I love those kind of stories because it really, anything's possible. And that's really what my show is all about, is really just looking at life and picking yourself up, dusting yourself off, and going on in whatever direction. Because life happens. But if you have your dreams and you have your plans, you know, keep going. That's
look,
what
look
it's all
about. Look at the joy he's giving to so many people with
yeah,
the sailing club.
Exactly.
Well, I think, like you said, if you've got dreams, you the only way to make those come true, even if they don't follow the exact plan you want, is to start with even a small step to get towards that finished product that
you're
looking
for. You know, I heard
for.
Something, and I'm going to put it on Facebook, but it was a saying says, if you don't live and plan your dreams, you're going to be planning them for somebody else.
And I'm going to ask something else. be careful who you tell your dreams to.
Yeah.
Because we don't want dream busters.
Oh.
So you want people that really are going to support you. So always be careful
Absolutely.
Who you tell your dreams.
Those are like safe people. You always tell your dreams to people who are safe, who lift you up.
Your cheerleaders.
There That's you right. go. Your support team. Again, okay, I'm so excited. Let's give away another set of tickets right now. And that is for the 11th annual. Well, I mean, that's how many years you guys have been doing this, right?
That's right.
And it's Cal State Channel Island, and it is Alumni Friends Dodgers Day on September 6th. And you guys, I mean, it's got free transportation, a free shirt, right? Okay.
Yes, free T-shirt.
And a swag, okay? And free prize giveaways on the bus, right?
Free prizes. Lots of snacks and food.
Oh
we take God. Really good
okay,
care of you.
I'm all in. I can't wait. Tom?
Cal State Channel Islands needs a hockey team.
Ooh.
Ice hockey.
Oh.
Ice hockey.
And you know I'm an avid hockey player, right?
Ice hockey?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I play four times a week.
Oh,
over
my
at
God.
Our rink here?
I play in Oxnard and in Simi Valley in co-ed leagues.
Good. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
that
we'll get
impressive.
It rolling out. My son will go there in about 6 years if you have a hockey
You
team.
Help
okay.
me find the funding, we'll do it.
Oh, that's easy.
And lacrosse for my kids. We could get that
lacrosse
going.
Is
that
a
would
great
be perfect.
Sport too. And you know what? They blend together very, very nicely in the coordination.
Very true.
So we got lacrosse, we got ice hockey. Bam.
There you go. Have any racing or skateboarding, you know?
Let's not get crazy here. It's ice hockey and lacrosse.
Let's work on our priorities.
Yeah, they got a need for speed over here. All right. Well, again, you know what, Tanya? Amazing meeting you. I can't wait to support all the things that you have going on there. And again, you know, anybody that, you know, go out there, get your families together. I mean, this is just the beginning of an amazing relationship. And thank you so much for coming here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing this with us. Again, give out the website of where they can buy tickets.
Absolutely. And thank you, Kim, and everyone. It's been wonderful spending some time here with you. You can visit us for your Dodger Day tickets at www.csuci.edu and click on the Dodger Day button. I hope to see everyone there. Hope all of you in this room are there with me.
I'm so there. I'm going to get my family going on, and it'll be fun. It's
yes,
fun.
I it mean, is a great
know,
time.
Yeah. So anyways, all right. We are going to take a really, really quick break. And of course, I would love to give something away right now, and how about some tickets to Ronald Reagan Library right now? That is the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Library and admission tickets. So let's give a pair of those away right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And not only that, we'll be back because we got lots more to give away.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We got Sherry and we got Jennifer and we got Tom. And of course, I want to shout out to all my listeners out there. I want you to become a friend of ours on Facebook. And also, if you are interested, we had several people last week that sent me an email wanting to get our newsletter. We send out lots of things that are going on with different discounts and different invitations to our newsletter every week that goes out. And all you have to do is send us an email at kim@kimpagano.com. P-A-G-A-N-O show.com. And again, it's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And not only that, is you can like us on Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show. Become one of our friends there, and you can win lots of stuff there. We've got places that you can win everywhere you go. So anyways, I'm excited that you're here. And again, thanks for starting your day in a positive way. Before we get our next guest on, I would love to give away some, let's do some, the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks 3rd Annual Brew Fest on August 28th. And I'd love to give a pair of tickets away for that. So 419-0008, 419-0008. You are going to want to do that. It's Thursday, August 28th for an evening of all that you can taste. You love beer, right?
Yes, yeah. Beer is the way to go.
Yeah, craft beers, and from 4 to 8. And so they got lots of fun there. So anyways, definitely, I will be there and join us. So yeah.
What? Sounds fun. I know. You know what? I love food festivals, beer festivals. I think it's so much fun to do all that different kind of stuff.
It is. It's like a win-win, you know? Although I have been trying to get my fix at the fair, you know, with my little, what's your favorite thing at the fair to eat?
Funnel cake.
Okay, that's totally one. How about you, Tom?
There's that cinnamon roll joint that's really
yeah.
close.
Yeah,
that's
really good.
Ask me again.
What's your favorite thing at the fair to eat?
Kettle corn?
Okay, kettle corn.
Ooh, and the tamale. Sometimes they have those tamales.
I like the corn on the cob.
What about the little donuts?
And
the little
those are okay. Okay, so I'm already
and
hungry.
The fair at night with all the lights. There's nothing better than
there
that.
There you go. I love it. All right. Anyways, again, the only last couple days, get out there and have fun. Our next guest is Richard O'Connor, and his book is Rewire, Change Your Brain to Break Bad Habits, Overcome Addictions, Conquer Self-Destructive Behavior. You know, it's only us. Sometimes we are our worst enemies, and we put those thoughts in our head. I mean, I'm right there. I do the same thing. Sometimes I have to, like, go, Kim, please do not go there again right now. And, you know, we're going to talk to Richard and find out how we can change that. So, Richard, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome.
Hi, Kim.
How are you doing?
Doing okay.
Good, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book and who you are.
Okay. Well, I'm a psychotherapist. I've been in practice for about 30 years. This is my fifth book, actually.
Mm.
This one grew out of research from my last book, which was called Happy at Last. When I realized that the new neuroscience, as well as discoveries in social psychology and behavioral economics, were giving us amazing new information about how the brain works and how so many things that we're unaware of make us happy or unhappy and affect our decisions and control our lives. And then I was thinking about the problem that so many of my patients have, and that I have sometimes myself, of how frequent it is that we know exactly what we should be doing, but we don't do it.
Why is that? In everything, I mean, you think about even dieting.
Everything.
You know? Everything. Right. There is, you know, I mean, you kind of maybe yell at your kids or argue with your husband, or, you know, I had a client yesterday that was talking about, you know, they're taking care of their father, and they're just really uptight because he's, you know, kind of not being able to remember things. And she's like, why do I do that? Why do I, you know, we do it. It's our human nature to do this, but how can we program ourselves or talk ourselves out of it?
Well, I think the problem is that we can't talk ourselves out of it. The problem is that we have really two brain systems that don't communicate very well. We have the rational thinking brain that works pretty well most of the time and makes conscious decisions for us and keeps us out of trouble. But it has some disadvantages, one of which is that it can only think about one thing at a time. 99% of our lives is governed by a sort of an automatic brain. We're running on automatic pilot, making decisions, making choices, and acting on impulses that the rational brain isn't even aware of. So the good news from neurology is that this automatic brain is changeable. We can learn from experience how to program ourselves to make better decisions and make better choices, but it takes a certain kind of experience. We're so good at rationalizing and kidding ourselves and forgetting about things and you know, all the excuses we have for doing the wrong thing.
Right.
We typically don't learn from our experience.
Right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with author Richard O'Connor. We're talking about undoing depression and perpetual stress, right? And undoing
right.
Yeah. And also you are the author of Happy at Last. What?
Yes.
I mean, take us through some solutions. How, if any of my listeners out there are even in our studio here, you know, maybe we're going through a hard time in our life. And, you know, sometimes we do things that maybe we didn't make the right choices in our life. And now we didn't think through the consequences of our decisions, of what we made. How can we get through it?
Well, it partly depends on how bad you're suffering. You know, if you're really full of regret and depression and misery, you need professional help.
Okay.
But if it's just one of those things where, you know, you haven't been treating the kids well lately and you've been snappy and cranky, you really need to rethink your expectations. You know, you may need to think about what exactly can you expect from the kids at their age? Is it reasonable to expect them to be good and to listen to you all the time? Or are they going through their adolescence and are they just being adolescents?
Richard,
you have to check your assumptions and not respond automatically, but think about what you have to say.
So, Richard, this is Sherry Gaba. I'm a psychotherapist also, and I am with Soba Malibu.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I work, you know, obviously with addicts, and often, you know, they'll say, and of course, if they have a program in their life, that will help, you know, a 12-step
yeah.
program or a sponsor and so forth.
Yeah.
But, you know, often they'll say, you know, they'll just be, a relapse is just, it just happens. Like, they'll just have this thought, and they end up in a bar, or they have this thought,
yeah.
and they've just texted their dealer. So, what are your thoughts about that? Because that's that part of the brain that's really impulsive. So I'd love to hear from you from this brain perspective, how they can actually change that.
Yeah, I think they're actually sort of kidding themselves. There's a middle step in there that they are forgetting, because there is an impulse to go to a bar or call a dealer, and then there's a decision that's been made to do that. And that decision is getting made by the what I call the automatic self, without thinking,
right.
you know, without conscious awareness.
So what is something they can do? What is a tip that we can give our clients or my clients or our audience when they have that impulse to do that self-destructive behavior?
Right, like to make the rational brain work as fast as the self-impulsive brain.
Yeah.
A teamwork.
Well, right, and
yeah,
maybe the rational brain
yeah.
be a little faster.
A tag team.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Hell.
It takes practice. There's no easy solution. Okay. The good news that we know about the brain now is that it is possible to rewire it, you know, with guided practice.
So when you say guided practice, is that meaning to work with a therapist? Or, I mean, give us some tips that we can actually be able to, you know, work here.
Well, for instance, one section of my book is called Learning from Your Mistakes. And I ask people to just write a little chart for themselves. Five columns. What you expected, what happened, possible faulty beliefs, perceptions behind your expectations, possible faulty conclusions, and what to do differently. So the example that I give is what I expected. I wanted Jill to go out with me on Saturday. What happened was she said she had another commitment. Possible faulty beliefs. She smiles at me a lot. I thought that meant she was interested. Possible faulty conclusions. One, she rejected me. I'll never get a date with her. Two, she's stuck up. I don't want to go out with her. Both are self-destructive conclusions. Neither has any real evidence. What to do differently next time? Be objective. Get to know her better. Chatter up at parties. Try again later.
I love that. I love that. So, I mean, those are five, like almost like a kind of a question and answer that you could really look at every situation and, I mean, share.
It's,
what's
it's really just
of
coming
that?
Down to changing your perspective. You know.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
when
absolutely.
Obviously when someone rejects you, it brings up old stuff, old trauma
yes.
stuff,
triggers.
Old
yes.
family
yes.
triggers.
Yes.
And so yep. it's a matter of, you know, grounding yourself and saying, okay, what's really going on here? You know, am I
right.
And that's really what I'm hearing you
right.
say.
Like step
right.
outside the
right.
box of the situation that you're in and look and try to look at it as an outsider.
Yeah, be like an observer
yeah.
of
exactly.
your thoughts.
See
exactly.
the positive,
exactly.
the negative,
exactly.
the pros, the cons.
Yeah.
In my language, we're trying to get your thinking brain in the habit of stepping in and taking control here away from the automatic brain.
Mm, okay. And then if you do end up doing this behavior that you're trying to eliminate, not beat yourself up. Not beat yourself up.
Right, exactly.
Because that just promotes right. more self-hate.
Yeah.
No, it does. It does. You know, regret and shame are really a terrible waste of energy and really make you just feel worse and make it more likely.
Well, it's a cycle of more negative behavior. It just becomes a
yep.
cycle
yeah,
of acting out again.
It's not going to
yep.
help your life. Richard, question. Okay, what are we going to find in your book? Because is this from your journey or from people that you have actually worked with?
This is mostly from people that I've actually worked with, although there are pieces of me in it too. I talked about a time in my life when I was drinking too much and would wake up every morning with a hangover and in the shower would be feeling miserable and would tell myself I'm not going to do that again, and I would start making plans for how I was not going to drink over the tonight and the next night and the night after that, and I would start to feel better, you know? I would talk myself out of feeling like such a louse. Until I realized that I'd been doing this for a long time. I'd been having that conversation with myself in the shower for a long time, and I was continuing to drink.
Wow.
So
did you quit drinking? Did you quit drinking?
Yeah. I quit drinking.
Good for you. Good
I feel
for
like
you.
This is where one day at a time comes in that you can't look at like, okay, for the next 20 years of my life, this is what I'm going to do. Just focus on one day. If I could get through today and make the choices that will make me feel good, that will make
yes.
me feel positive about myself, I could
yes.
probably do it the next day. I feel like sometimes
yes.
we're like, okay, for the next 6 months, I'm not going to eat bread. That's not really possible.
You're setting
but
yourself
no,
up.
You're setting yourself up
yeah.
to fail. But
no,
if I could go
no.
a week without eating bread, that's really something doable.
Yeah.
Right.
Or today.
Or just
I did
today.
Good.
Today I
Tomorrow,
will not eat.
Or this
I did
minute.
Another. Yeah, there you go. I mean, it really, it's hard. It just depends on what your battle is.
And everyone's battling yeah. something.
There you go. You know, Richard, yeah. I would love to talk to you more. We didn't even get buried into any part of it. I mean, we couldn't, you know. So I would love to have you back on because there's just so many more things that we could find out. Where do we find your book?
Oh, pretty much any bookstore. Okay. Certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, if they're still in business, I forget.
They are, of course.
Yeah, it just came out August 1st. It's published by Hudson Street Press,
okay,
which is a major publisher, and it's pretty much everywhere.
Okay, well, I would love you to send me your other books so that we could have you on and we could kind of see your journey of where you've gone and how we can, you know, help our listeners. I love it. Again, thank you so much for joining us here, Richard O'Connor, and his book is Rewire, and definitely get this book, and, you know, I thank you again. We'll get in touch with you to get you back on.
Thank you very much, Kim.
Thank you. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jesse Saperstein, and we're talking about getting a life with Asperger's, and you know, there's some knowledge here, and I hope that you stay with us. Again, I would love to give some tickets away. Let's see, August 22nd, the Canyon Club, Dickie Betts and Great Southern, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and definitely, you want to get some tickets, I've got them right here. Give us a call, 419-0008. 419-0008. Some of the songs, if you want to remember, Blue Sky, Jessica, and Ramblin' Man, one of my favorites. So I will definitely be there. But anyways, give us a call, 419-0008. 419-0008. Get your name, your number, and somebody will get back with you. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805 with Sherry and Jennifer and Tom. And I thank you for all my listeners out there. Again, if you miss any part of our show, you can listen on our website, kimpaganoshow.com. All of our shows are downloaded there, also on iTunes. And I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here from 2 to 3. We've got another great show, and of course it's completely different guests, but I do want to talk really quickly about that. Eat Your Way to Sexy, and also Look 10 Years Younger and Feel Happier Than Ever, and then 21 Ways to Invite Excellence into Your Life. So we've got and then Justin Norris, the owner of Norris Fit Personal Training. Can you tell where I'm going? I'm trying to look good, feel good, do good. And that's what this whole show is about. Again, our next guest, Jesse Saperstein, and Getting a Life with Asperger's. And Jesse, are you there?
I'm there.
How are you? You're there.
Great. It's good to be on your show, Kim.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us about yourself, your journey, and a bumpy road to adulthood. And thank you so much for sharing this, because, you know, everybody's life is just, I call it like almost like a bag of marbles. Everybody shares, and they're like, they don't feel alone. They feel like, you know, it's almost like, oh, that's how I've been feeling, or that makes me feel better, because we all want to feel normal. We want to feel like we're, you know, we're just a piece of the puzzle of this great, huge universe.
So thank you for joining us here.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
And my journey with Asperger's started at age 14, technically. That's when I realized I was diagnosed. So as you said, I never felt normal. I always felt alone. So at least knowing that there was an actual condition involved and not a character defect or weirdness made a huge difference.
Wow. And thank you for sharing that.
I'm just curious what that moment was. What is the behavior, or how did you know that that's what it was?
Well, a psychiatrist diagnosed me. I always had extremely difficult troubles during periods of transitions, new schools, new life phases. It always brought out the worst of my behavior problems, and oftentimes it did not go away as far as the struggles. So ninth grade was a horrible transition, and all these problems, it earned me a trip back to a therapist, and he finally had answers.
Wow. Now, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister who is 2.5 years younger, and she's what we call neurotypical. That means she does not have Asperger's or any kind of autism.
And so what would be the difference between, being a therapist, I know the difference, but for our audience who don't know, what would be the difference between Asperger's or high-functioning Asperger's and autism?
Autism, first of all, Asperger's is on the autism spectrum. So whenever you have anything like pervasive developmental disorder or Asperger's, you technically do have autism. But the condition known as autistic disorder, that's associated with the more severe kinds of autism, such as someone who's nonverbal. But Asperger's is the mildest form of the condition, and oftentimes it's so mild that people just think that something's a little bit off. They don't always detect it as a disability.
Wow. Now, I do want to remind anybody, we're speaking with Jesse Saberstein. We're talking about getting a life with Asperger's. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I know that you go around to schools and talk to different students, correct?
That's right, all the time.
Okay. And you know, they always say, what a great thing. When you're out there helping somebody else, you're really helping yourself. Is this the case?
Yes, it is. That's the line from the show Avenue Q on Broadway. That's a philosophy I use all the time.
Wow, good for you. Good for you. What kind of responses are you getting from people?
Extremely positive. And once in a while, I'll get those trolls who hound me on the internet and write horrible things. But I'd say that 98% of the feedback is extremely positive, especially those who also have autism. So they realize that there is hope in the future. And in many cases, we think of autism as associated with very young children. They raise more money on posters, but we forget that they will grow up. So hopefully they can look at me and see the crystal ball image of what can be possible.
Jesse, as a parent of preteen boys, what could I tell my boys about somebody who has Asperger's? Just be nice. I don't want to, that's an easy thing to say, but what could I tell them about a person who has Asperger's personality to say, this is how their brain works and this is how you should to deal with that so that you can all get along together?
That is an amazing question. I don't think anyone's ever asked that before. You're right.
Woohoo, Jennifer.
I know. No, that's awesome.
It's important. As you said, being nice and tolerating somebody is not often enough. I'd say that it helps to ask questions. For example, if a student is doing something unusual, like flapping his hands, it may be helpful to ask, why are you doing that, or are you upset about something? And you may get somebody who says, that is none of your business, leave me alone. But it's my opinion that most people would rather have someone ask a question and try to understand, as opposed to choosing the alternatives of bullying or, even worse, ignoring somebody who's different. And when you ask questions, we have to ask questions. That's what we're told when we're young. That's what Larry King said in his book. So I'd say that you should follow the philosophy of don't be afraid, be a friend. Right. And doing so,
that's very good. So,
the gifts.
And you know, kids are less judgmental, but they're more accepting of different personalities and different the way people do things differently. So probably for a 12-year-old to say, why do you keep doing that, wouldn't be as strange as a parent or an adult to say to another adult, why do you keep behaving that way? I would think on the playground with kids, they would probably be able to understand each other better.
Right. Go ahead.
Maybe not asking, why are you behaving that way, but how about phrasing it as, is there something you're upset about, or can I help you?
Of course, in kind friend terms, friendly terms.
Exactly.
Right. Jesse, I know that a lot of Asperger's do a lot of collecting, and why is that?
That's what's called special interests, and some people call it obsessions, but that has a negative connotation. So I think that we all do things like that. We fill a void with something. It could be a Red Sox obsession or collecting ornaments during Christmas, but for those who have autism, it may be a little bit more over the top, and sometimes the collections occur because they're not getting enough social stimulation, and that's just the way they make themselves feel good. It's a form of gratification to have a hobby and pursue it, especially video games. That's a big thing in my community.
Wow. And, you know, okay, so I understand that you do some online dating. Is that correct?
That's right.
How's that working for you?
To be honest, I've not bothered with that in a very long time. my life went from zero to about 150 overnight, especially when the first book came out.
Oh, well, I can just see why, because I think you are sweet and charming, and you know how to relate really well, actually.
Yeah, he's zero to hero. Right?
That's he's just really, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So let me ask you a question. Everybody is different, okay? But what are the three pieces of advice that you can give us with someone, you know, either that as a friend or as a partner or as a brother or sister, a family member, someone with Asperger's who is transitioning into adulthood? What would it be that you could offer us?
Well, I think there was a misunderstanding before when I said my life went from zero to 150. That does not mean I have 150 women breaking down the door to go out with me. That means there's no time for anything like online dating.
And a sense of humor. He has a great sense of humor.
There is no such thing as time anymore. It does not exist. But anyway.
Are you happy with that?
Very happy.
Okay,
good for you.
I think people with autism, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but whenever I had too much free time on my hands, there was always trouble. You know, I believe in the expression, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Mm. So, but as far as transitioning into adulthood, I just want to explain that the best thing to do is to educate people, and that's what I hope to do with my new book, Getting a Life with Asperger's.
Wow.
My attitude is, when you're dealing with the real big problem, that means it's too late. How about focusing on preventing problems and gauging what other people who are adults go through and assuming that there's a good chance that your child will face the same obstacles?
Very good. Wow, Jesse, so insightful. And what a gem for somebody to be able to read this book and from firsthand of living and learning lessons of your life. So where do we find your book?
My book is available at any Barnes & Noble outlet, mm-hmm. or on my website. You can access it by logging to jessesaperstein.com. That's JESSESAPERSTIN, EIN, and you can just order it through PayPal. But the easiest way is through Amazon.com.
All right, Jesse, a pleasure talking to you. I can't wait to learn about your journey and continue to share and keep working through it.
As I always think with stuff like this, it's good to learn and to know more about the people so that you can be more understanding every day.
There you go. Wow.
I agree. And my first book is called Atypical, and that's also available at bookstores and Amazon.com.
I love it. Jesse Saperstein, again, Getting a Life with Asperger's. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much, Kim. It's been a pleasure.
You got it. Wow, we are actually at the end of our show, ladies, and what an amazing...
We've had some great things to talk about today.
Yeah, and of course, I do want to remind everybody of our 2 to 3 show, another great show with completely different guests. I would love to... let's give away some Urbane Cafe sandwich and salad gift certificate right now. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Just give us your name and number. We are going to end our show. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Sherry, Tom, all my listeners out there. I hope that you stay tuned till our 2 o'clock show. Lots of great shows all the way through the day. And of course, my moment of happiness for you is the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And, you know, some of our listeners, you know, we talk about our journey. We talk about, you know, where we are in our life, but we keep going. And sometimes we got to get through it, you know, and working together and kind of what you talked about, Sherry, our support team, you know, that's what it's all about, is having a support
team.
The
tag team.
Yeah. You know, Sherry, I know you're with Soba and we have their commercial up and running now, and I hope that everybody gets to hear that. Tell us a little bit, what are some of the things as a therapist that we can help ourselves, you know, just to be good to ourselves, right?
Well, I love what our guest talked about, you know, really eliminating that self-hatred.
Oh, there you go.
You know, let's turn it around. Change your perspective.
There you go. All right, again, join us again from 2 to 3, Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you soon.